and the only prescription is more Desitin.
Christopher Walken, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, everybody, it's Ford.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Coronavirus is now blamed for more than 3,500 deaths in the U.S., a number greater than reported by officials in China. Nearly half of those deaths are in New York State.
Cut the crap, Fox.
At least 200 crew members aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt testing positive for coronavirus. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon.
In a letter first obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle, the ship's commanding officer, Captain Brett Kozer, pleads with Navy brass to get all 5,000 sailors off the ship and isolate them as soon as possible.
The carrier is currently in Guam. Spain today reporting its deadliest day so far as the nation deals with COVID-19.
849 new coronavirus deaths recorded by Spain's health ministry, the highest number in its daily tallies since the outbreak began. Confirmed new infections also jumping.
Fox's Simon Owen. More than 800,000 cases are being tracked around the world. America is listening to Fox News.
News Talk with a B. 107. No, that's the other one. I think I've got the virus. It certainly is getting cooler.
And Leon's getting larger.
All right, everybody who expected me to play that, raise your hands. I've got you trained. I do get a kick out of it when people tell me, something like in the roll call or whatever, they just know what's coming. And it's only bad if I don't give you what you want. There's probably a better way to put that, but I'm not there yet today.
You've been putting some new things in the roll call.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm lazy. Saturday morning when we're here, you should tell me, you should command me, come in a little early and add a few new drops. So
Greg.
I'm not playing the same old crap, you know.
I'm not going to command you to do anything.
But I do, usually obey you, don't I?
Well, I make suggestions, and you can choose to follow them or not.
Yeah, well, I went to meetings, and they told me the same thing. You can choose to follow. These are suggestions. You know, you want to get sober. You want to, you know, stop finding yourself in the gutter. Do it. You know, these are suggestions.
Well, you have to admit, I don't ask you to do anything that's not good for the show or good for the station.
This is true.
Yes.
These are true.
Public service things and public relations things.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rosie Brock.
Please clap.
You know, it was interesting. I want to go back to, he was our guest last hour, if you just joined us. By the way, a gentleman named Mark called just before we had David on, and Mark was a first-time caller, originally from Jersey.
Jersey,
I would love for you to call back, Mark. Please call us back. I am so sorry. But we try to be honest. It's not often that we have time blocked, and we try to get callers on as quickly as we can. So, Rosie is really sorry.
Please call back, Mark.
No, I loved it. He had some interesting stuff to say. And we're all
sorry.
We really are. We're the sorriest show on the radio this afternoon.
We're not.
This list of things that David Blackman, I posted the blog on Facebook. But this was
really good.
Pretty brilliant. I mean, yeah, a lot of businesses are finding out that they can require, it may not be good for the real estate, the office real estate market, but people can work from home and be more productive, which puts less cars on the street at the same time of day. And you mentioned the societal value of big business. Now, Mike Lindell, I admit, he can rub you the wrong way with the way he does his commercials with his pillows, but he's been a huge success, and yeah, a lot of people love those damn pillows. They had them at Kohl's.
I have two.
I went to Kohl's. I wasn't looking for pillows. Well, I kind of always am, but I was looking for pillows, but they had a display for the MyPillow, but it was on a string or a cord, so you could only move it so far. That's...
They didn't want anybody running off with it.
I understand, but I also really couldn't, like, put my head on it and say, yeah, this is great. It looked too small for me. I like bigger. My pillows are getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
I have king size.
I don't know. I just have a knack for buying pillows that go flat.
These don't go flat.
If I can stay somewhat propped up, then I can hear my lungs wheeze while I'm watching TV at night.
And you can put these in the washer, too, and they fluff right back up.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, how many washable. Of those? I like some prop in my pillow, so how many my pillows would I have to buy to have, you know, to be at least elevated?
Well, if you want to be jacked all the way up, you know, probably several, but... Two would probably do it. Just depends on how far you want to sit up straight in bed. You need an adjustable base on your bed.
That's too expensive.
Mr. Sandman has wonderful deals.
I know that. I have bought every mattress and bed and bureau from him.
I am a believer since I got an adjustable base. It is excellent, and it will sit you straight up in bed if that's what you want to do.
So it's the mattress, not the pillow so much, huh?
Well, you have to get a mattress, of course, that's somewhat flexible because that thing will lift the back straight up.
By the way, I'm glad you brought up Mr. Sandman because he's been deemed essential. He'll be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yay!
Shorter hours. I did tell him to call in this afternoon and remind us because at first he was going to be shut down for the duration or maybe longer if they extend. I hope they don't. I don't think we're there. We've done a pretty good job here. And we've adapted well in phases to the things that they've told us to do.
And we're becoming innovative.
I actually left the house before 5 this morning, not to test the system, just to see. There were quite a few vehicles out, but none of them looked like they were out for no good.
Yeah, they weren't out joyriding.
No. Doing that. What did I make for breakfast today? It was good.
Yeah, you had a casserole, didn't you? That's what you said Monday you were going to...
Monday they had that. Today...
Hash brown casserole?
No, that's tomorrow. Okay. I baked that this afternoon.
Meatloaf?
I'm pretty good. I cried at a baseball game, watched all the news, and made a hash brown casserole filled with bacon before I came in this afternoon.
You're in touch with your feminine
side. I am marriage material.
Yes, you are.
Married.
I'll tell Roz.
Yeah. This goes to David's point about the societal value of big business. So Mike Lindell, and he's a Trump fan all the way, converts because it's his and he can do it. And he's a good American. Converts a factory and he's producing 50,000 masks in a week. The kinds of stuff that are going on in this country with our bigger businesses are things that were only in history books until this corona epidemic came along. War production. It's amazing if you study World War II like I have, how quickly Ford was able to turn their assembly lines into making Jeeps. I mean, think about all the steps in the process, all the businesses that got to make different sized parts to put a car together in an assembly line. And they managed to do that at warp speed. Pretty amazing. Building ships. That's so complicated. A ship is a big thing.
Yeah.
And it requires a lot of heavy metal. But the intricacies, those giant elevators for aircraft carrier decks and all that, I mean, it's amazing when you think how fast the country, I mean, our population was less than half of what it is now. And we won that war. And the production that we were capable, and that's what, that's why Japanese Admiral Yamamoto wasn't too on board with the idea that Japan, and he knew it, they'd never win a long war with us. If they didn't get us on day one, they were doomed. And he knew that. And they really didn't. It was bad, but they missed some other opportunities at Pearl that could have bottled up the fleet there for many months, maybe a year, before they could have reopened it. And they didn't get our carriers.
And you know, Greg, from a personal level, thinking about MyPillow mm-hmm. manufacturing, think of the personal sense of responsibility and also pride that his whole workforce will feel knowing that they are a part of fighting this pandemic.
Yeah, and producing something that's in desperate need.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. There's not a whole lot to criticize Trump for because he started at the end of January with the China, the travel ban from China. He was aware of this. This didn't ambush him. But Congress was too busy impeaching him over something that never happened. And that's why the timing of this troubles me, because this just happened to come along at the end of the impeachment acquittal, and the timing sucks.
And he knows the power of individual businesses.
Yes, he does.
And the private sector to get things done and to be innovative and to take charge and come up with a plan.
By the way, not everybody on the left is thrilled with each other, because AOC, and I gotta believe at this point that the people in her district have wised up to this tart, and they'll boot her out of office in November. But she's criticizing Governor Cuomo in New York, saying that he's taking care of the wealthy first. You know, Khrushchev said it, communism will take over the United States and we won't have to fire a shot. And we were getting damn close. We're kind of living that right now, friends, especially in places where they have to limit purchases and things like these are not things Americans are used to.
And did you see what de Blasio said about the churches?
He is an asshole.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He picked the wrong people to fight, because God will fight for them. I mean, you watch what happens. He talks about closing churches, and I think it was Ted Cruz that came on and said, you have absolutely no constitutional right to close a church or a synagogue.
And threaten people for attending, in fact.
Yes.
That big mega church in Florida.
Yeah, Rodney Howard Brown.
And they
arrested him.
Yeah, and he had observed social distancing and all this stuff, and they still, not good. Understand that everybody's on edge with this, but there's going to be some overreactions, and I would like to see them tell a mosque full of Muslims that, no, you can't congregate.
Well, they probably won't do it.
No, they won't do it. They won't.
It's just the Jewish people and the Christians that they're going to.
Here's a note from my friend Morris. Morris D. I'm going to do Morris to Morris here in just a moment. He says, I love my pillow. I have three. They are really firm, and they don't go flat. I wash mine once a month, and they flop up. He's saying what you said.
Yeah.
Without having to put tennis balls in the dryer. Put fabric softener in the wash as well, and the pillow smells great. All right. I'm sending a note back. I'm going to support Mike Lindell because he's a good American.
Yes.
Somewhat annoying, but a good American. And Morris, you and Rosie have pushed me over the edge. I'm going to go get one of those and see.
Yes.
Give us something to talk about next week.
Okay.
Another way, for those of you who are nervous, we've all taken a hit here because our business thrives on advertising, and a lot of advertising for specific events and things had to be canceled, and, you know, we're all adjusting. Everybody's adjusting at some level. One way you could protect yourself, and we'll have Amy on one of these days to talk more about the legal side of this, things you can do without destroying your credit, but the right sequence to make decisions, is refi your house, because that process takes a couple of months. Once you've filed to refi, and the interest rates are, I mean, the Fed rate is zero. I don't know what the mortgage interest rates, but this is a good time to call Morris Capuano, because once you initiate the process, you don't have to make any house payments. And you'll come out of the other end probably with a lower payment. Maybe some cash you might need. Certainly, he's the guy we would like you to call if you want to at least explore that option. His number is 409-9300. His partnership with Renaissance Bank has given him access to all kinds of programs. Look, you can sit and stew over it, or you can call him and ask and see what can be done. Because he's a hardworking guy, and he's the perfect person to go through the refi of a home, the purchase of a home. If you're a first-time buyer, now's the time. 409-9300. Renaissance Bank was an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402669. We'll have your local news, Rich's forecast, and I think we'll have time to roll call today.
Absolutely.
Then I guess we do.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar. We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at PIGGENT.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
Let's ask you with Alabama News Network. Attorney General Steve Marshall announced today a partnership with eBay to stop online price gouging of Alabamians during the current pandemic. Also, any price that is 25% or more above the average price charged in the same area within the last 30 days is considered price gouging by Alabama law. The Montgomery County EMA has confirmed that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama are now up to 961 as of this afternoon, with 13 deaths reported. ALEA troopers are reminding boaters of social distancing as more people take to Alabama's waterways. ALEA's Marine Patrol says there's been a spike in boating traffic. Troopers are patrolling daily, and while they want everyone to have an enjoyable time, they say it's important to follow those social distancing guidelines to help reduce the spread of the disease. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as the risk of rain fades away, and then it becomes breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 47. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Talk about a big change. Sunshine returns. We'll be in the mid-40s late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and then warmer again by about Friday. But pollen count is in the median to high range through tomorrow and then high again late in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Tonight on Dog Thoughts, Norman the Golden Doodle writes a Craigslist ad.
Looking to rehome my humans. This quarantine thing was nice at first, but now it's totally out of hand. These people are interrupting my nap time. Don't they know I don't want them here? And no, I don't want to go for another walk. They are very needy. Must go to a good home. Asking 500 snacks or best offer. Need them gone immediately. This is an emergency. So I can nap peacefully.
Don't miss the next Dog Thoughts with Norman the Golden Doodle tonight.
That was funny.
Right you are, Larry King.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. We got mostly moderate traffic all over Montgomery right now. Our most congested areas, East South Boulevard from Baptist up to Troy Highway. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson outbound to 231 and Eastern Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway. Use caution, drive carefully. We got no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame. Most unusual.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm waiting.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have something.
Rachel.
If you wanna be with me.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Hum-na-hum-na-hum-na-hum.
This town needs an enema.
Right out of your pants. I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a bum.
It's too cold for me.
This looks extraordinarily bad.
I'm not trying to be your highness.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Shut up.
It's too low to see.
This has been the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight.
No, it hasn't. How did that get there?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It ain't fit, it just ain't fit.
I'm not nothing. Believe you me.
I just want to smash your face.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumbass.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
What's that smell?
It's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Can I have some more vodka?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I don't trust you.
Right. I don't love you.
Yeah.
I don't
love you.
Gotta have something on me with me.
that, we tried a couple of things that were new.
Several new things.
Didn't fit, but you got to take a few risks if you're going to make a real mayonnaise.
What?
Something like that.
You got to go out on the end of the limb if you want to get the fruit.
So I'm not expecting high scores today for timing. But
for originality,
maybe for trying something different, you know, sticking it out there a little bit, you know. But so far, nobody seems to care about anything. So what am I going to? I'm just here until six. So don't mind me. Our friends, the Cronins in North Carolina, Karen today said, good afternoon, Greg, Rosie and Seth. The Seth Spotlow experience was
Canceled.
It was canceled.
No, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Canceled.
What a positive and uplifting ad from the president today. He was divinely inspired. He did wonders with our economy. I cannot help believe that God will not let us fall back. That's the thing. There is enough time. There is enough time for everything to come roaring back.
Yes.
And we may look back at this as something, as David Blackman pointed out, that has changed our society over the long haul for the better. Now, here's the tough part. I'm going to try and play this ad directly off my computer.
How are you with primitive radio equipment?
Impatient would be one way to describe it. But I'm going to try, because I never give up. What's the definition of insanity? Repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Which you are not insane.
Well, it reminded me of something somebody brought up to me. I won't mention a name. But how are people supposed to go to 12-step meetings with all these restrictions and social distancing? Are they forced to close those? I mean, I know the churches have had their own situations to deal with, but in the 12-step programs, you're dealing with anonymity. So right. You can't video conference a 12-step meeting.
Well, you probably could.
You could, but the personal contact, you got to see it.
Yeah.
Especially for newcomers. It's hard enough for them to go, much less raise their hand and say, I got a problem. That's the only way things ever start to change. But it's just another example of the kind of societal, what's the word I'm looking for here, punts that we've had to make, you know. I have no idea how they're dealing with that. Maybe that's Mark from New Jersey calling. Let me see if I can get this to play. We'll see.
In times of struggle, we see the true greatness of the American character. Americans from all walks of life are rallying together to defeat the unseen enemy.
The president is talking about hope for people.
The president's been working nonstop.
The president has demonstrated excellent, bold leadership.
He said everything that I could have hoped for.
He is being the kind of leader that people need.
I can tell you the actions he has taken, his team has been on it.
He did what a president's supposed to do.
There's spirit in our country like never before.
They're doing things that have never been done before.
This is record time for the development of a vaccine.
But the one that really deserves the credit are the American people.
We're going to get through this and come out stronger than ever before.
Our message is to all Americans, we love them, we're with them, and we will not let them down.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was absolutely amazing. From a political strategy standpoint, it's a masterpiece, because most of those positive things you were hearing said about President Trump were from Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and Cuomo in New York. I really don't think Cuomo sees this, because there have been a lot of mistakes in New York, even though the fawning media has now... I mean, Joe is somewhere, I don't know, in Delaware.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
The thing. I don't think he's going to want to try... I think he knows what he's up against. His right play for him right now is to try and show some cooperation, that we're all in this together. the left-wingers like AOC, they're never going to, they're just going to be miserable assholes for the rest of this thing and for the rest of their lives. So you can't fix them. But that was an example of some Democrats willing to, knowing they're going to get nothing but hate from the left for saying anything good about the man. No excuses accepted. Goose step with us. That's the left, man. You mark and lockstep with us. I hear the boots. They're coming for you. I think you just throw Biden out there and let him lose. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to keep the House. Because what was brilliant in that messaging, whoever's doing these, I'm not sure who produces these. What do you think they're going to do with Nancy Pelosi and the down ticket stuff? You want a repeat of this? Vote Democrat. You don't, vote Republican. And the good news is that in many districts, there's going to be a lot of new faces running against clowns. I don't know if Burr's up for re-election, but he comes to mind first because he's one of the
insider traders.
Yeah, inside trading. Supposedly Barr is looking into that, but if he goes at the same warp speed he's been pursuing the bad guys in the failed coup d'etat, nothing's going to happen ever. I've given up on that guy. I don't know what he's doing with his time. In the meantime, we have tried to take you away from all this as best we can with some humor and amusement, and there's some good stuff. I got to get the YouTube version of that spot, though, and put it on Facebook because that, I had tears in my eyes. Because it really was all about the American people. And just what we need. You know, he has corrected these jackass reporters in a measured tone. I'm going to make a comparison here. Given the circumstances then and now, Trump is handling this situation like FDR handled the Depression. Because it was all about hope. And the thing is, FDR did not have, in fact, he had no success really with the economy until World War II started, and then we went into full employment. Unemployment during FDR's first 8 years was anywhere between 17 and 20% the whole time. In fact, they had a recession during the Depression after they made some bounce back. But it was the way he presented the situation to the American people that made it work for him. Granted, he did introduce some creeping socialism into our lives during that time. And back then, I don't know. If you were living through then, what could you say? I'm not entitled to speak on that. Just like I hate it whenever some left-wing nut like Obama wanted to apologize to Japan for dropping the atomic bomb. Hey, a-hole, the atomic bomb saved many. It was a horrible weapon, and maybe because we used it, nobody will ever do it again. Let's pray. But it saved millions of lives, Japanese and American. It's a terrible way to do it, but you go talk to the Gold Star mothers. I remember somebody telling me about walking down a street in Chicago and counting 14 gold stars in just a 2 or 3 block area. Those were families that lost somebody in the war. My first wife, her mom was engaged to a guy who got killed at Tarawa, which is those island. Oh, my God. And having to live, when you look at the documentaries that have been done, especially in more recent times, on the island hopping campaign, there were some bad, bad decisions made by our leaders that cost us thousands of lives. Overall strategy, execution, a lot of things went wrong, but we still won. And we knew who we were fighting against. How did I get off on this tangent? Is anybody
from the president's?
Yeah. So here's Trump with one of the most trying circumstances any president ever had to face. Woodrow Wilson didn't do anything when the Spanish flu was going around. He never even mentioned it in a speech in 1918, and they were hauling bodies down the street. And when that flu attacked, it killed you. I mean, it was awful, gory. You didn't just pass away. You died. He got it. and survived, then had a stroke. Because in this pandemic documentary, and why are they running so many of those right now? We really don't need to be watching that.
No.
They pointed out that it wasn't until they started treating people in open air that the recovery got underway. But one of the side effects for those who survived that flu, and the survival rate was not nearly as high as it is with this COVID thing. I mean, we're still 27,000 under the number of people that died from the seasonal flu. But they want to put the biggest numbers out there and scare the crap out of you because that's what, if it bleeds, it leads. That's what they do. I think he is morphing into a parallel role to the one that Roosevelt played during not only a trying time, but an extended one that lasted for years and years. Use of the media. Anyway, let me take you away from all this to a place not far away. But when you get there, you're going to feel like you're in another world. And that's Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Our newest sponsor, I am thrilled that so many people have called to tell me that they have been out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, enjoyed the beauty, the choices, the selection, and the prices are amazing. Look at the color. Go to their Facebook page. I've shared it a couple of times, but it's Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. They've updated their business hours. I'd better take a look at that, shouldn't I? And they've got videos, photo. Look at the color. I have geraniums.
Yes.
That we picked up from them in the back. And they're so explosively colorful. They almost look fake.
They're vibrant.
But, you know what I mean, though? This week only, 10-inch begonias, just $8. Regularly, 12. And they have them in 6-inch pots for just $2. Where's that tomato deal they have? I want to get that on. Zinnias. That's a...
I love zinnias.
Yeah, me too. From Chicago, we used to plant those in our backyard garden every year. And they're very colorful. And this is a great place to grow them. Macho ferns and hanging baskets. And where's the tomatoes? I'm looking for the tomatoes. They got pallets of the big boy tomatoes. And I want to make sure I'm quoting accurately here because there's so much to see. If you go to the Facebook page, you can see everything. Here it is. Better Boy tomatoes, but they grow into big boys. Better Boy tomatoes. Flats of those for $12. That's 36 plants per flat, and they come in pots. That's incredible value. You just get on Vaughan Road, go east till it turns into 110, about 20 to 25 minutes, depending on where you start. You're going to go right into Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. See Clay, let him know you heard about him here. And explore them on Facebook. I think you're going to love what you see. It's just an explosion of color and green. And boy, at a time like this, in the open air, all that beauty, great place to go. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. 439.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Another check on the roadways for you. We have moderate traffic all over Montgomery right now. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. East South Boulevard busy at the major intersections, especially in front of Baptist Highway 331 and Norman Bridge outbound. Also, Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson busy as they feed 231 up to Prattville this afternoon. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughan Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for their staff and customers, their lobby is closed, and they'll accept drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place their drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for their staff to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for their staff and their customers. They will no longer accept bed linens of any kind until further notice. Their store hours remain the same, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worth Cleaners has appreciated your business for almost 30 years, and they look forward to serving you for many, many more.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is March 31st, Bunsen Burner Day. Harken back to high school when you used the Bunsen burner for chemistry experiments, or when the teacher wasn't looking, to try to burn your buddy's Bunsen. Happy Bunsen Burner Day.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Let's ask you with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery County EMA has confirmed that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama are now up to 961 as of this afternoon, with 13 deaths reported. ALEA troopers are reminding boaters of social distancing as more people take to Alabama's waterways. ALEA's Marine Patrol says there's been a spike in boating traffic. Troopers are patrolling daily, and while they want everyone to have an enjoyable time, they say it's important to follow those social distancing guidelines to help reduce the spread of the disease. Attorney General Steve Marshall announced today a partnership with eBay to stop online price gouging of Alabamians during the current pandemic. Also, any price that is 25% or more above the average price charged in the same area within the last 30 days is considered price gouging by Alabama law. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as the risk of rain fades away, and then it becomes breezy, much colder tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 47. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Talk about a big change. Sunshine returns. We'll be in the mid-40s late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and then warmer again by about Friday. But Pauline County is in the median to high range through tomorrow and then high again late in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can't go to work now. Except online. Watch every TV show. Uh-oh. Nobody goes out now. Cause they're making us stay in all day and night. It's a new life. I've been snacking on junk food. Been a week since I wore shoes. Gotta wait until they
I'll bet
Joey
really enjoyed that because that's his band. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's 4:48. I should have brought this up when we were talking to David, because David Blackman, our guest from DBDailyUpdate.com, was talking about. And by the way, what was the guy's name that called from New Jersey? Mark?
Mark.
Mark, we want you. We're waiting.
Call us.
Please call us back.
Mark from Dothan.
We are so sorry that we had a guest scheduled at the time you called, especially being a first-timer. Hey, anybody else out there, a first-time caller? 272-9228. I don't have a prize for you, but it'll get you closer to heaven. Because you helped somebody. In addition to parents now finally getting a glimpse of their kids' curriculum, we now live in an age where it's two working parents, and we trust, especially the public school system, to educate. But what are they getting? Can you do your own kids' homework if they're in elementary school? Does it make sense? Is 10 your friend? In addition to that, some of the stuff that's in their history books and stuff, does it match what you learned or what you know to be true from doing your own research? That Babylon Bee thing about teachers worried that kids might start thinking for themselves. Can't have that.
And maybe the parents will have a new appreciation for what teachers have to deal with all day long.
True. Again, I honestly, but Mark Cumbie sent me an article about firearm retailers and manufacturers deemed essential. Yeah. Another good thing that could come out of this is an appreciation for the Second Amendment in areas that naively believe that gun-free zones are the answer to everything. How many murders have occurred? How many horrible mass shootings have occurred in gun-free zones? Many. One of the many that comes to mind is the theater shooting in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Gun-free zone. So who's going to fire back? Nobody. And when you have somebody hell-bent on that kind of destruction, it's going to be really, really bad. What are we looking at here on... Dr. Birx is out. There was an article about her today. A lot of people like her, and I don't dislike her, but she is an Obama, and she has allegiances that go back quite a ways. Where did I see that today? It was in a pretty... Is it one of my regular resources? Was it Gateway Pundit? Conflicting Loyalties is the name of the article. You can just go online and Google it. But that graph doesn't tell me jack squat. Here's another thing about the numbers that are coming out. We're getting, like in Alabama, over 7,200 tested. We still have not hit 1,000 confirmed. So one out of seven people that gets tested for this. That's another thing. Abbott Labs has come up with a test where they can tell in 2 minutes. I wonder if there's a test, they give it to somebody like me or the boss or some of us that were really in bad shape here at the beginning, end of January, beginning of February, if you've had it and
to
have
see
recovered.
See if you have the antibody.
Yeah. I would happily volunteer for that. That's the daily new cases in Italy are starting to go down. But they got bigger problems than the number of cases in Italy. Very ill prepared for this. And again, borders. Borders, what situation more than this event could not only state the importance of our national borders, but you've got Florida. They don't want you if you're bringing it down from New York. Go home. I never thought I'd see that. But there are people that are not being permitted or coming up I-10, the border on the west end of I-10 with, I think it's Louisiana, right? Or us, Mobile and Louisiana. It's very, very tight. They don't want people from New Orleans going into Florida because that's a hot spot. Never thought I'd see that. But you got to protect your people. And that's really what that's all about. It's not about xenophobia. They do have an antibody test, according to yes. Clay. Huh. I would love to take that. I just don't know where you get it.
And they want to test people to see.
Well, I'm the first person I volunteer as the boss. Because he did have a fever, and he was really, really sick. But he got it after the rest of us had it. We're at 4:53. Earlier I told you about Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and it's a great way to get away from all this. Another way to get away is you heard during the local news, our waterways are getting pretty busy because people, it's the fresh air. It's getting away from the chaos and the crowded stores that remain open and all of the insanity and commuting with nature. And nobody, I mean, you know, can get to the water, but Terry can get you away from everything on many of the off-road items that are made by Polaris right here in Alabama and available at Adams Motorsports with our buddy, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. Polaris, made here in Alabama, low interest rates because they buy the credit standard down. So if you do want, and those machines are amazing. I mean, when you see them in person, they're pretty badass looking. I mean, they look like they could go to war for you. But they've engineered a lot of luxury into the cockpits of those machines. Pretty amazing. When you sit in one, you feel like you've really got something amazing at your disposal. Motorcycles, scooters. The Kymco scooter is another amazing item. Terry's big on safety. If you don't know how to ride, the best way to learn is the right way, and that's at the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program they have right here in Montgomery. Get with that and enjoy a Kymco scooter that gets over 100 miles per gallon. There's all kinds of ways to have fun, and they have every accessory you could possibly need for on-the-water fun with a Kawasaki jet ski or on the road with a bike or a scooter or any of the great off-road products they have at Adams Motorsports. Why, they're right across from the, what's the little restaurant with the sandwiches? The El Paso Chili Company. Yeah, they're across from the El Paso Chili Company. At 528 Northeastern Boulevard, that's the bypass at Hackle. Get your credit app started at adamsmotorsports.com. All right, Fox Business Brant will join us in a little bit, tell us why the market didn't look too happy today.
Donald McShane, this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending lower and posting their worst quarter since the financial crisis, with the Dow and S&P 500 closing out their worst March since the Great Depression. The coronavirus pandemic triggering an historic market sell-off, halting what had been a good start to the year for Wall Street. The Dow falling 410 points, the Nasdaq down 74, S&P 500 down 42. And more layoffs in the retail industry. JCPenney will furlough the majority of its hourly workers starting on April the 2nd, and salary store workers will be furloughed starting several days later, with its stores closed till further notice. And Walmart will be providing a special thank you for all of its staffers for their hard work and dedication during the pandemic, and will be giving them a cash bonus, which includes $300 for full-time hourly associates and $150 for part-timers.
Wow.
That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Time for traffic.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Another check on the highways for you now. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everybody's rolling at the speed limit. We are looking good all the way around the boulevard. Just some light congestion with Tumpka and Northeastern Boulevard intersection, Troy Highway and East South Boulevard intersection, and Norman Bridge outbound and over to 331 outbound. Watch out there, buckle up, and be safe. We have no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Picada is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years